Have you got to say? Call the Harvey Hotline now on 1850-410-494.
This is the David Harvey Show on Classic Hits 4FM.
All right, welcome back. Here's one you could think about for a while. The Nobel Peace Prize, which is won by the European Union, as you know, a rather unusual choice. It was given to the whole of the European Union for their work on peace. Well, guess who's going to go to pick it up in Oslo? You guessed it. Enda Kenny. That's right, because he's going to be president of the European Union, of the Council of Ministers and so on next year. And the bald Enda is going to be accepting the prize. This is, I'm not joking. So he's been on the front of Time magazine, and now he's getting the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, well, well. What do you think of that? 53544. I'm sure somebody will have something to say on the subject. Thank you to the texter who says, thanks for the heads up about the Pope's new book. I read the first two and they were fantastic. Let's get back to the callers talking about the march and so on. Aaron. Hello, Aaron. How are you?
How you doing?
Not too bad. Thanks for coming on. Go ahead.
Great. Well, the march, I used to go on marches years ago. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't achieve anything. And I do applaud the people who do go on marches. But it's a Saturday, and the so-called doll, which is not the doll, it's actually the Oireachtas. I heard some guys speak about the fact that the Oireachtas was established by the Crown, King George V, in 1922, and that's a fact. You need to check Article 17 of Sir Stad Éireann. It clearly states the fact, and it's presently under the Crown today, under Queen Elizabeth II. It is not the sovereign doll.
Right.
And it is we, the people who are sovereign and have the mandate to sack these people. And all people need to do, if people really want
how
to...
How do you do that?
Well, it's simple. I'm going to explain it. If the people, we the people, are the power, simply write a handwritten blue ink letter in your handwritten, register it to all members of the Oireachtas, and sack them. And that is the mandate of the people. But the people need to do this. There's no sense in marching with a placard.
Okay, so we the people being whom? Everyone?
Everybody.
How do we work that one out, though? How do we organise that?
Well, it's simply a handwritten blue ink registered letter to vacate them.
Just technically, from one person?
Everybody. One registered letter constitutes 13,000 people thinking the same thing, but doing nothing.
13,000?
Yeah, it's an established fact that one registered letter, you see, when you register a letter, it's a legal document, it puts the issue on the record, it cannot be refuted in any court of law. So people can simply have a vote all over the country. It's a vote that's on the record. You don't need to go to a polling booth and vote in a pencil under a so-called democratic system where 10% come out to vote, 6 in 10 carry the vote for the 94% of the country.
Would you tell me how this hasn't happened yet then, Aaron?
Because people don't know how simple it is to effect change. People believe that marching with a placard outside the Royal Oireachtas on a Saturday when they're all off in sunny Spain, probably sunning themselves on the people's taxpayers' money, are going to change anything. It isn't going to change anything. People need to put the issue on the record, and how you do that is to write a handwritten blue ink letter, register mails into the Royal Oireachtas to all the members, CC it, cover copy it to all members, and they are simply vacated on that simple act alone. People need to act as they are the power.
Why have you not done it then, if it's so...
I do it.
Oh, you do it?
Yeah, well, I'm actually giving a talk on Thursday to show people how to do this.
Right. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not being flippant. I'm just wondering why, if it's so easy, have you not done it or somebody done it?
I do it on a regular basis.
And they obviously ignore it, do they?
Well, you see, they can't ignore it. See, a registered letter is on the record.
I understand that bit. But I mean, if it were so effective, surely they'd be gone by now.
I agree, but people need to get up and do this. It's we the people are the power. We the people are sovereign. You're born sovereign. And you have that right. If the people don't know the methods, this is why most of this stuff is not taught in schools or colleges. We actually have to give talks in this and workshops. And people can affect change if they know how to do it. It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results.
Okay.
Standing outside the Royal Oireachtas with a postcard saying we are angry boo-hoo-hoo and then turning around and walking home, that's not going to affect change. People can affect change if they know how to do it. And how to do that is to simply vacate them, sack them. The power of a registered letter is dynamite. You can protect your copyright before you even apply for a patent by registering your invention to yourself in open letter.
Okay, so we just get everybody to write these blue ink registered letter, and apparently they all vacate. It ain't what you do, is the way that you do it. Or so said Bananarama. All right, Aaron, I have to cut you off because I want to bring John on just before we get to the news. Hi, John.